This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I'm going to share one more way that the environmentalists are actually hurting the environment. And as I have learned and stumbled across all this information, it's been really shocking to me because, you know, I love our planet and I'm a conservationist and I like green living. You know, I've got one office that's run on solar power and we do rainwater collection at one facility and so on. But I've learned that the vehicle emissions requirements that are put onto car manufacturers by these environmentalists and pushed through Congress and pushed through, you know, the federal government, they actually hurt the environment because what happens is there's such a focus on tailpipe emissions only. Like a diesel engine manufacturers, they have to put so much garbage on the engine that it takes away horsepower, it reduces fuel efficiency, and it causes the engine to lose its life much sooner than if you don't have all that crap on the engine in the first place. So you end up with a vehicle that is, let's say, cleaner at the tailpipe, where environmentalists love to measure emissions. Oh, it's got low emissions. But it's a vehicle that's going to, the engine's going to be ruined in like one third the time than it should. And someone's going to have to buy a whole new engine and a whole new car or truck, which of course uses all the resources that are essentially bad for the environment. I mean, how much energy goes into manufacturing a car engine, especially a diesel engine or a whole new vehicle? All kinds of energy goes into that, but that's not counted by the environmentalists. All they want is the low tailpipe emissions. That's it. They don't care if it ruins your car, if it ruins your truck. I mean, look at these ethanol pushers. Ethanol is the most insane fuel additive imaginable. It's done by Congress to be green. Oh, green energy, you're growing fuel in the cornfield. Well, guess what? This ethanol tears up all the gaskets in every engine, including your lawnmower and your chainsaw and your car. They're ruining the engines with ethanol because ethanol, it makes your rubber gaskets no longer soft. It hardens them. It makes them brittle and they break. And then you have gasket leaks and you have all kinds of problems. The motors, the engines won't start anymore. You ruin chainsaws. You ruin lawnmowers. You ruin cars with ethanol. But they put it in your fuel. Why? Because the environmentalists demand it. Even though ethanol is a total hoax, it's an environmental hoax. It's not green to grow fuel by burning fuel. They burning fuel in the tractors to grow ethanol and then harvesting the ethanol and putting it in gas tanks and ruining car engines so they can say, we're all green and we love the planet. No, you're destroying civilization with your stupid emissions controls that don't work. Well, I should say, I mean, they do reduce tailpipe emissions, but they ruin vehicles. It's insane. It's like, it's just this bullying of the climate people. It's the bullying of the, I mean, look, I'm against pollution. I think, you know, I don't want heavy metals in the air. I don't want pollution in the air. But you have to look at the net environmental impact, not just the tailpipe. Okay? It's just like if you're looking at food, you got to look at not just what it is, but where it comes from. What's the net environmental impact of growing and harvesting that food? Same thing with fuel and vehicles. What is the net environmental impact of manufacturing that vehicle, smelting the metal, getting the rubber for the tires, manufacturing the electronics using rare earth metals and heavy metals? What is the total impact? And if you did that, you would realize that a lot of these emissions controls are hurting the environment. They're actually causing more damage than if you didn't have them on these vehicles. So you got to think about the aggregate situation here. This isn't just tailpipe emissions. You better think bigger. You better look all the way up the supply chain of where these vehicles come from. Because if you're not doing that and you think you're saving the planet, you're just fooling yourself. You're being incredibly stupid, but you think you're green. Oh, we're all green. The tailpipe emissions are almost zero. No, they're not. Not when you add in the emissions of the metal smelting and all the electronics and everything, manufacturing a car and all the human labor and all the electricity and all the water that's used in car manufacturing. And then all your stupid tailpipe emission controls are ruining the trucks and ruining the engines. I mean, I don't know. The world's insane. And it's just these climate people are just incredible bullies, and they scream and shout and cry, and they say, "We're killing the polar bears," and then they want you to make defective vehicles. And then the car manufacturers have to comply because now it's a federal regulation. It's EPA compliant now, emissions, but the engines are being destroyed. The vehicles are being destroyed. The whole thing's just, it's completely out of control. That's all I'm saying. We cover real news about pollution and the climate, by the way. Read pollution.news or read climate.news. I publish both of those websites. My name's Mike Adams. But I'm a realist on these issues. I'm not some brainwashed, greeny-weeny climate change cultist that just jumps on board every stupid left-wing chant. I'm a scientist. I look at things from end to end. I actually run a science lab. It's ISO accredited. We do amazing science every day. And if I look at the science of emissions, I would include the emissions required to manufacture the vehicle and how these emissions controls, so to speak, these tailpipe emissions controls, are ruining vehicles and causing more manufacturing, which uses more raw materials. It's just insane. I don't know what else to add. Check out my websites, pollution.news, climate.news. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.